Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Well, Alan, Hillary Clinton has decided to rule out a 2020 bid for the first time on camera in an interview with News 12. Your thoughts on Hillary Clinton and officially making that announcement?
Well, for whatever reason, she's done a lot of service. There's no question. Secretary of State, obviously First Lady, and has been a very important figure in American politics. But I have to say, it's over. She had her shot. The golden ring was almost hers, but it wasn't. I never thought that she was going to be a serious candidate for president, although she kept people guessing. She did the right thing. She's saying she's out. It opens up the field for whoever the new people are. I think the heir to the Clinton numbers, basically, is Joe Biden. And I would expect that this is going to clear his way to make his announcement. And as I said yesterday on this spot we have, David, that it would come down, in my opinion, to Bernie versus Biden. And that is going to be where the Biden group will be the more moderate, but people who want to win this election no matter what. Bernie Sanders, of course, brings the dedicated people of the left of center to the fight. He's right about virtually everything he says, as I said in a column recently. But the name of the game this time is going to be winning an election. And I don't think you're going to find Biden that far off from the Bernie message. Bernie, of course, has been a trailblazer.
From there, as promised, we spoke about this yesterday. The chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Manhattan Representative Jerry Nadler, delivered a flurry of document demands to the executive branch and the broader Trump world as this investigation expands into the president.
Well, obviously, they are circling the wagons in the White House. Sarah Sanders has come out and said this is just because they want to deny the American people democracy. Yeah, like more people voted for Hillary Clinton by 3 million, like Russian work to elect Trump, like the refusal to let people vote in certain areas. As has often been said, Donald Trump is a master of projection. He accuses everybody else of what he's done. So what you have is one group is saying exactly the opposite of what is true in this case. Not good.
Well, it looks like the Senate is going to block this wall emergency in a rebuke of Trump. He'll have to deal with a veto.
Well, you know, you talked about Jerry Nadler issuing all of the subpoenas. You're also now seeing the smallest indication that some of the Republican senators are developing a little backbone. We have Susan Collins, who has been roundly and properly criticized for always saying that she's going to vote against the president in particular situations, but who doesn't do it? I think she must be reading her polls, too. So what you have this time is a very bare minimum of the people who will dare to alienate the president. The president will be embarrassed. He'll have to veto in a self-serving way. People will be critical of that. Nadler has put all of these subpoenas out. The Nadler people have put out all these requests for information. They won't get them. That'll obviously be followed by a whole bunch of subpoenas. There'll be investigations on the floor. The House will go and ramp up for full duty to investigate the president. And it's going to be a very interesting time. And in my opinion, about time.
And above and beyond the Mueller report, which we haven't seen yet, you have the Southern District of New York and their investigations.
Well, we don't know what they're investigating. That's our problem. We know some of it, but we really don't know what the depth of it is. The other day, Cohen, in his appearance before Congress, hinted at it intrigued a lot of people, but nobody actually knew what the facts of the investigation were. And Mueller is being very smart because there is always the chance, as I always believe, that the president, cornered, will fire Mueller. We had his new attorney general announcing that he would not recuse himself, which is interesting because this is a guy who thought that the whole thing shouldn't have been done, which is why he was appointed. So obviously, if you've come into the office with a position, which is that the Mueller investigation is basically a witch hunt, why in the world shouldn't you recuse yourself? On this one, Jeff Sessions is looking better and better.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo talked with you yesterday about a number of topics, and many of it made news, including the issue with the budget. His fellow Democrats controlling the state legislature have not agreed on revenue estimates for the state budget due in less than a month, and they have until tonight to come up with that number. You had an interesting conversation with him about the state controller, Thomas DiNapoli, now right in the mix here.
That's right. By law now, the Napoli, if they can't agree, has to come up with the revenue number. In other words, how much is the state going to haul in? We all know from our own home budgets that you can't spend what you don't have. Cuomo is a beneficiary, obviously, of DiNapoli, who he has not always loved, but who I think is the best public servant in New York State, because DiNapoli, as controller, is going to come out with a lower figure than even Cuomo's. The reason for that is he'll be held responsible for getting it wrong or right. So if he predicts that there'll be less money coming in, he'll have a better chance of turning out to be right, and Cuomo knows that, so the controller will come out with a lower number than the Assembly and Senate want, because now you've got a bunch of Democrats who decide that they want to spend a lot of money, more money than the state may have.
He also sounded a lot like a presidential candidate after an interesting article in The Atlantic and his conversation with you, where he describes himself as more progressive than the progressives.
Well, he has. He has just passed a whole slew of things now that the Democratic Senate is in place, and he gets credit for a lot of that. And they are progressive measures. So he's right to invoke his bragging rights on all of that.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Thanks as always, Alan.
And thank you, David. And thanks to everybody who has been so kind in their comments about the roundtable, about the panel, and about our little conversations here. I've been getting a ton of mail. Thanks so much.